I'm glad to be back home, facing the St. Louis Rams. We know how important it is to play well at home, and we want to try to continue this pattern that we're on. We know St. Louis is a very good football team. I think they're top 10 across the board in every category, the defensive side of the ball. So those guys are playing some great football right now. I think they've only given up 6 points in each of total 12 points in the past two games. So those guys are playing some sound football. They're very disciplined. And like I said, they're playing some good football.
Teddy, their defensive front, how many have you seen that are as fast and as difficult as they are?
They're similar to Denver, but, you know, each team is different. You know, those guys have a ton of depth up front. And like I said, they're playing some sound football right now. They have guys who can come in off the bench and make plays for them, you know, get around the quarterback. They're great in their run fits. So we know that this is a stingy defense. Like I said, they have a lot of depth, and we understand that.
What was the difference for you for most of the game and then the final few minutes of Sunday's game, just in some of the efficiency that you had?
You know, I just have to continue to let the game come to me and continue to just do a better job of just, you know, getting the football out of my hands and allowing our guys to make plays, whether it's taking a check down, you know, and letting our guy go make a play rather than trying to get the big shot every play. So just having some patience, letting the game come to me. And I think that's what I started to do towards the end of the game.
You feel better in a two-minute situation, a hurry-up situation?
You know, we prepare for those situations. We practice 2 minutes every week. So we're very comfortable in that situation. And it showed. The guys were very composed. Like I said, Sunday, those guys had that look in their eye that they wouldn't go down there and score a touchdown and win the football game, and we did exactly that.
Looking at your season so far, do you look at it like, hey, we're winning, that's the most important thing, or do you look at it like, you know, I need to be more consistent and there's things that I need to do better in my game, and maybe what are they, if so?
You look at it both ways, you know, but the most important thing is we're winning. And that's all that matters. And, but I know that, you know, there are some opportunities that we're leaving out there that we have to take advantage of. And, you know, I can do a better job of, you know, just like I said, getting the ball out of my hands, allowing our guys to go out there and make plays instead of having to try to do it all by myself.
Stephon Diggs seems to be a very self-confident person, at least like every time after he scores, he's like winking at the cameras and stuff. Do you enjoy seeing that out of your receivers?
Definitely. Those guys, you know, I think they bring the swagger to the team. You know, you look back in OTAs, those guys were competing against our secondary. Then throughout the course of training camp, you know, those guys were battling every day. That's what you love to see, guys who have that confidence in themselves and know that they're going to get the job done. And, you know, Stephon is exuding that. That entire wide receiver room, you know, like I always say, he has a great group of leaders in that room who show him how to get the job done, and he's been doing a great job for us.
Teddy, what do you mean by putting it all on your shoulder? Or what do you mean by kind of having to let the game come to you and not forcing it? Is it just kind of the weight you put on yourself and on your own shoulders, or what do you mean by that?
No, you know, there are times you put the tape on and I could have thrown a drag route or something, and, you know, instead my eyes are downfield trying to make the big play. So it's just, you know, being patient. We know that, you know, the big play is going to come, but until then, you have to just take what the defense is giving you. And that's something that I have to continue to get back to doing.
What do you think of the way the offensive line played, getting the push for Adrian and the general protection for
Adrian? Those guys did a great job. And we had a game plan built for those guys to just go out there and play fast. And those guys did exactly that. We knew that Chicago had a nice pass rusher, McPhee, and we wanted to slow him down, and I think we did a great job of doing that. And the offensive line did an excellent job opening the holes for Adrian, and, you know, those guys are just playing some good football right now.
If you weren't involved in the game or just a fan watching on the couch, how fun would this game be to watch, where you got Adrian Peterson and then you got the up-and-coming Todd Gurley on the other side?
That'd be a ton of fun. You know, I was able to get to know Todd throughout college and everything. So I know the type of person he is. He's a great player. You know, he's playing some good football right now. But to have Adrian in my backfield, you know, it's a ton of fun. And if I was, you know, at home watching, it would be a matchup that I'd love to see. But luckily I get to take part in it. And, I can't wait to see, you know, Adrian run. And can't wait to see our defense slow Todd down.